Hi, this is Fabi Fav.
And this is Babelito.
And we are
Latinos Who Lunch, the podcast where we talk about important things like
brown cow, stunning. Hello, hello, hello.
Kishou.
How are you, Babelito?
I am nervous about this experiment, but we'll see what happens.
Experiment? That was last week, bitch. You should have this down.
I'm good. I'm just enjoying hot LA. Apparently, global warming is real. And it's hot, man. But I mean, at least it's not Vegas hot. How you doing?
I'm great. I'm in Portland, Maine right now. It's a cool 69 degrees. I'm wearing my sweater. It's beautiful here. I love it.
Nice.
You know, I'm just here surrounded by beautiful, crisp Atlantic water. Just living my white fantasy.
How is the fucking po' boys?
Po' boys? This ain't New Orleans.
Bitch,
boy,
don't even try. I don't fucking
know. You're so stupid. Lobster rolls. They don't have po' boys
That's
here.
What I
that
meant.
Should cost $17 for one lobster roll. That's not for poor people.
But wait, have you at least had one?
No, because I went to a lobster shack and they had fish tacos. And you know, I have this project called Taco Takeover where if there's tacos on the menu, I have to eat them because not only am I reclaiming my time, but I'm also reclaiming the taco. So I reclaim cosas. Well, I have to do it because nobody else does it. So I had a fish taco at the lobster shack and it was good. I did try somebody's lobster roll and it was good. It was good. They know what they're doing around here.
Oh, good.
There's a lot of clams. There's a lot of fish. There's a lot of expensive food for no reason. Like, there's a dim sum place across the street.
Mm-hmm.
I spent $50. That's crazy.
$50 for dim sum?
Well, for me and my friend. But still, like, shout out to Z1, who was just here. Yeah, it's fine. This place is great. I'm having a good time. Shout out to Space. I'm at Space here in Portland, Maine. I'm the artist in residence for this month. So if there's any listeners in the Portland, Maine area, it's only like... Portland, Maine is only like 2 hours away from New Hampshire, I think,
mm-hmm.
and like 2.5 hours away from Boston. So if we have any Wellesley listeners, Boston listeners, come up, come visit.
Is Irene going to come? Message. Are you going to go see Irene?
I can't leave because I'm the artist in resident here,
uh-huh.
but she is going to come visit me.
Oh, how exciting.
Yes. Yeah, friendship.
So what else did you eat? Did you eat anything today?
Today I actually haven't left the studio and, what did I eat today? Okay. So listen, this is going to sound stupid, but
I am already excited about it.
I'm going to say this and I don't know what you're going to think, but you remember in the 90s when,
I remember the 90s, there was yes.
Yeah. Right. You were like 26 in the 90s. So, there was this fad diet, the cabbage diet, you know? Do you remember that?
Yes.
All the tías, my mom, they made this fucking... What I was supposed to pretend was gross because all the kids thought it was gross. It's like a cabbage stew with like onion in it.
Uh-huh.
And that's it. You know what I mean?
Dios mío, okay.
I loved it. But I had to pretend... that I didn't like it. So I have loved cabbage.
Wait, why would you have to pretend you didn't like it?
Because all the other kids hated it and my mom would always make it. And like,
okay.
It was like a punishment. So we were supposed to pretend. I don't know. I just knew that I was a kid and I wasn't supposed to like vegetables. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but now I'm out of the closet. I love cabbage. And so I went to the farmer's market here the other day and I bought cabbage and I've been eating cabbage in all forms. And it's great. I feel really great about it.
No te pedorreas, güey?
No, man. My body is just... It's it just knows how to process it, you know? I feel like my ancestors ate cabbage, so my body just, like, feels great. And so today,
shout out to
I
Guatemala.
got... Shout out to Mayans. So, so today I sautéed some onions with potato, jalapeno, celery, carrots.
What?
And then I threw in some cabbage and I spiced it up. I put a lot of spices in it. And then I made this green goddess dressing the other day, which is like aguacate, basil, pepper, different spices.
Did you name that or you saw that somewhere?
It's called a goddess dressing. Bitch, you don't know what goddess dressing is?
No, I never heard of that.
You're the one that's making balsamic vinaigrette reductions and you don't know what goddess dressing is? Anyway, it's good. It's like a creamy avocado sauce, but without cream in it. It's just like avocado, basil, lime,
and olive really oil. Good.
Boom.
Es que cuando agregas el olive oil con el limón, it emulsifies. That's why it's creamy.
Oh, now she knows. so now she a green goddess expert. Okay. So yeah, anyway, that's what I ate today. What did you eat?
I made
them into tacos. So I had tacos.
Of course. Okay. I'm going to ask you this question because I've been having this discussion with people here. When you think of a snack, what do you think of?
Grapes or, I go to my childhood. It was always grapes, fruit, like mango or apple, Oreo, like cookies, chips. You know, that kind of shit.
Because when I think of a snack, I think of a taco.
Okay.
And people are like, no, like snack's supposed to be sweet. And I'm just like, what?
No, that's a treat. There's a difference. A snack?
There you
go. A snack is savory.
Exactly. That's what I thought. But like, we went to
Actually, fruit is sweet. So I just contradicted myself. But
no, but like, we went to the grocery store and my boy is like, let's get snacks. And then he went directly to the cookies and los gansitos. I'm like, that's not a snack. That's dessert. I said, a snack is a taco. And he's like, no, that's not dessert. That's not a snack. That's food.
I wouldn't consider a taco a snack either. So they're kind of right. Like, that's too many steps. Like, you have to heat up the tortilla, then the fill. Like, a snack is just like a singular
thing. Something easy. Okay.
So like chips, like, you know, sesame cashews. Or, I don't know. You know, like...
Stupid. No, today I had huevos con bologna y tortillas.
You're disgusting.
I love bologna. Bologna is my favorite thing. Yesterday I had two tortillas con bologna. It's so good. It makes me happy.
Does your bologna have a first name? You don't know that reference?
I don't know that reference.
Okay.
I know. Never mind. So that's what I had. So it was delicious.
Oscar Mayer, my baloney has a first name. You don't know that song?
Mm-mm. I didn't grow up in this country, man.
Well, guess what, bitch? You're in this country. Assimilate. Melting pot.
I know the song in Spanish.
Say it.
Oscar Mayer es el nombre de mi sandwich y hot dog. Yes!
No. Come through, capitalism. Come through, nitrates.
Come through, globalization. Nice. Okay, so...
Yes, come through, Alzheimer's. Okay, go ahead.
So, wait, you've been all over the world, and I've been following your Instagram stories, and you're like an A celebrity now. What the fuck is going on?
Oh, let me show you something. This is my Alan Turing... LGBTIQ Premio Artista Internacional.
Es como si tuvieras ganado un premio lo nuestro.
I am the 2018 International Artist for the Alan Turing LGBTIQ Awards.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That's awesome. So wait.
I had no idea.
So is this the first time you actually went on stage and thanked people like you've won an Academy Award?
Yeah, I don't want to say that I thanked people because I just made an ass of myself on stage.
But people loved yes, it.
I'm sure. I don't know.
Okay.
I was like blacked out.
Tell me all about it. I want to know everything.
Oh, where do I start? Okay, so I was asked to do an installation for this Pride Festival in Tenerife, in the Canary Islands. So Tenerife is the largest Canary island, and there's a town called Arona, which is in mm-hmm. South Tenerife. It's like the tourist part. So imagine, like, have you ever been to Fort Lauderdale, Florida?
No.
Okay, have you ever been to Margaritaville in Las Vegas?
Sure.
Okay, so imagine...
¿Qué tonto eres?
So imagine, like, a beautiful beach, and then they ruin it. Just kidding. Then they sprinkle in Hard Rock Cafes, Margaritavilles, and, like, all these big, beautiful, all-inclusive resorts.
Yeah, so it's a resort town.
Yeah, so it's, like, it's where a lot of British people go. There's a lot of people from the UK that go vacation there.
Mm-hmm.
And they, like, go and they burn themselves on purpose on the beach. They're just all getting sunburned. They're all red. And so, anyway, that's Arona. Right. And so this festival is put on by the tourism board there because they want to actually change. They want to make Arona a tourist destination for gays.
So they want it to be the next Fire Island.
I don't know. I didn't ask them, but that's what I was sensing. So they do these, it's called the ARN Culture Business Pride Festival. Mm-hmm. So it's a music festival, and then they do beach conferences, like, at the resorts and on the beach. And they just, like, do all these events around Arona. And I was part of that. So Michaela, my friend Michaela and I,
she's
been on the podcast. Yeah, she went as my assistant, and we got there into this beautiful hotel. We checked in, and we just, like, hung out the whole day. The next day, they're like, "Hey, actually, we didn't get the permits to do your installation, but, you know, just treat this as a 10-day
vacation."
Oh my God! Islands.
Were you excited, so, or were you, like, disappointed?
Okay, listen. So I like to work, so I wasn't expecting that, and it's Europe, so I was like, actually, you know what? You know what was really fucked up is, like, there was like three black people that I saw the whole time I was there, and Tenerife is off the coast of Northwest Africa, you know? So it was, like, really weird to literally be in Africa and not see any black people. So
wow,
that was something interesting to me. So the first couple days, Michaela and I were basically at this resort and all jet lagged because we flew from Vegas to New York to Madrid to there.
Oh my God.
And then, yeah, it was like 20 something hours. And then we were at this place where this hotel where lunch and dinner or breakfast and dinner were included.
Nice.
And you know me and Michaela, we like a deal, bitch. So we were like, okay.
Metiéndose las ketchup our fucking pocket and shit.
Bitch, they had a Nutella packet. So you know our bags were full of Nutella. So we were enjoying that. Uh-huh. And after like two or three days of the resort life, we felt like we were on a cruise ship, like, with all these old British people. There's, like, all old British people there.
Como cabin fever, pero in a resort town.
Yes. So then we're like, we got to get out of here. So we ended up renting a car, which was super cool and super easy. I don't know why it's so difficult to rent cars in the United States for some reason. Over there, I was like, give us 40 euro. Insurance is included. Here you go. Like, bye. That's it. Anyway.
Yeah.
And we drove, and that's when we drove around the island. And oh my God, like, once we got out of the touristy parts and into, like, the nature, it was so fucking cool.
It looked
cool.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, because there's, like, so many microclimates there because it's, like, off of the Sahara, like the desert, you know? So, like, the middle of the island is there's volcanoes all over the island, and the middle of the island is desert and cactus everywhere, but then there's certain segments of it that are, like, jungle, and it was just...
Como Hawaii.
I've never been to Hawaii, but sure.
Yeah.
So that was great. Okay, fast forward to, like... to the last 3 days that were there. Those are the 3 days of the festival.
That's when I started hearing from you, pero porque primero mira te desapareciste, and then when you were at the festival, like, you were texting and sending pictures. I'm like, okay, this bitch is now having a good time.
Yeah. So apparently I don't know if it's because I missed the emails or what, but I did a beach conference. Like, I was signed up to do a beach conference. So I did a presentation about my art alongside this, like, famous artist slash designer. His name is Ernesto Artillo. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, so we were on, like, the roof of a hotel giving this fucking conference, the first day of the conference.
That's so weird.
Yeah, and me and my fucking pocho Spanish, I was, like, not prepared to do that, like, to do, like, a Q&A. But thankfully, Violet Chachki was doing the panel after me, and she had an interpreter. They hired an interpreter for her, so he helped me during my, when I didn't know words. Anyway, shout out to Victor. So then that night, because I did the conference, and people were like, oh, okay, this guy's part of this. He's not just like a creepy dude hanging out with a skeleton shirt on, you know? So then I got introduced to all these wonderful gays in from all over. Most of them were from Spain, but there were some people from, you know, from all over the world that were part of the conference.
That's so cool.
And that night, we went to this bar called Babylon. And that's like the only gay bar on the island. And we saw a drag show. And Crystal, her name is Cristal Forever.
Uh-huh.
She was amazing.
Oh,
she was
there. Oh, my God.
And La Prohibida showed
up. I love La Prohibida so much.
Oh,
she's always performing in Mexico City. So good.
Yes. Okay. Okay, so I get shit-faced that night, right? And then, okay, pause real quick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's funny listening to the last Guara Guara La Cuchara episode we did, because you were doing a Spanish accent and I gave you shit about it because I have this, like, I want to say hate, but like dislike for the accent because, like, you know, for what the Spanish symbolize as far as like colonization and a history, what it stands for. But bitch, I had no idea how beautiful Spanish men were. I almost had so many fucking heart attacks. They are fucking beautiful.
Oh my
God. You know, now that I'm back from this fucking trip, I appreciate the Spanish accent.
You're ready to continue watching Almodóvar movies now. They're not gonna bother you as much.
Oh my God. They're not. They're actually not. And so, anyways.
Can you do a Spanish accent?
Oh my God. I'm not even gonna try, bitch. Don't even do it.
See, like, when I try to do English accents, I suck. Like, I always sound like Borat. But then my accents from different parts of Latin America and Spain, they're pretty good. Or at least I think.
Yeah, because you already have an accent in Spanish.
But por eso, tío.
Stop! So, anyway, it was cool. Okay, so Michaela and I went out. We got shit-faced that night. It was really fun.
Uh-huh.
And then the next... Oh, and then my friend Stephanie. Shout out to my friend Stephanie. She came out to... She lives in Burgos, and she flew out and was hanging out with us, too, the last few days that I was there.
Cool.
So then I get this, like, this phone call in the morning... And they're like, Justin, where are you? I'm like, sleeping in the hotel. It's 10 a.m. They're like, you need to be on the beach for this photo shoot, para todos los premiados, for all the people that are getting awards. And I'm like, award for what? And the bus is outside. It picks me up and it goes to pick up everybody. Bitch, on the bus were like all these politicians from Spain, from Chile, from all over the world, like all these Latin American countries. Like I said, Violet Chachki was there, La Prohibida.
She was in the bus?
Yes, bitch. She got an award too. And then,
oh my God,
Alaska was there. She was on the bus.
Ay, me muero, güey. Pinche sortudo, cabrón.
Mr. Spain, his name is Daniel... Molina or something like that. I don't know. Anyway, Marcelino. His name is Daniel Marcelino. It Pani was Vino. All of these amazing... Pani Vino Marcelino. All these amazing people. And that day was crazy because we went on the beach. We did a photo shoot. For some reason, Alaska wanted to talk to me. So me and her were just like talking the whole time. And she was asking me about, she was asking me about my art. Okay. And then they're like, okay, now there's a luncheon. So, okay.
Okay, wait.
So then we go to the, okay, go ahead.
Like Alaska, she's a goddess. She's not even a goddess. She's an icon. Alaska's like, everybody knows her songs. Like when she was in Los Pergamoides and Dinarama, like,
yes,
it's like for some people, it's like hanging out with Beyonce. Like, I'm not even joking.
Speaking of Beyonce, okay, wait. So then we go to this, okay, so we go to lunch after the beach conference, mm-hmm. and I'm just like, I don't even know what to do because I'm just so overwhelmed. I'm just like trying to keep my cool. And mm-hmm. we sit down, and of course, what I didn't want to happen happened. Violet Chachki sat to my left, okay, to my right, which I was already like, oh my God, I'm so fucking nervous. To my right was
Surrao, tío, Surrao.
Mr. Spain, and then Alaska was across from him, and then across from me was this beautiful man. His name, he is like one of the only out water polo players in Spain.
I've seen pictures of him, bitch.
His name is Victor Gutierrez. Well, uh-huh. he's my good Judy now, bitch.
Estúpida, mi pinche peluquita.
Next to Violet Chachki was this designer. His name is Palomo Spain. And he designed the dress that Beyonce wore in that epic pregnancy photo with the twins.
No.
That's who I was sitting with at lunch, bitch.
Bitch, that's 1 degree of separation.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's crazy.
I don't want to do this anymore. Anyway, I quit.
Bitch, I told you to come and you said you had to teach summer school. I hope those 4 students you taught were grateful for you. You could have been
changed
there.
Changed their lives. So, I'm not going to complain. I need money.
Okay,
I'm poor.
There you go.
Don't fucking give me shade. Keep going.
Okay, just don't say I didn't invite you. So that was just unbelievable. And then that night, they picked us up to go to this gala. The gala was called the Alan Turing LGBTIQ Awards. And it was at this golf course. And I had no idea. Bitch, I get there and it's like... It's like the Golden Globes. Like, you know the Golden Globes?
How it's like a... Como cenando and shit?
Yes. Under the stars with these giant, with this giant stage. And it's all like computer themed because... Do you know who Alan Turing is?
No, wait. And school me.
Okay, yeah. Because he's a queer icon. He is... So he was an English mathematician back in the day. He was born in 1912, and he was one of the first like computer scientists, basically. And he worked for the British government and was a code breaker. And he actually developed the algorithm. I don't know about science.
Wait,
and biology
isn't there
and
a movie about
shit.
Him?
Yes, Benedict Cumberbatch played him.
So okay, I know who he is.
Oh, now she knows him. Okay, so he. Anyways, what sucks, he's great. He's amazing because he was one of the code breakers that helped basically
win the war
against the Germans, right? Against the Nazis. So anyway, unfortunately, back in those days, being gay was a crime. And in 1952, he was prosecuted for being gay. And what they did back then was chemical castration. So you could either choose to like go to jail forever or be castrated if you're gay.
Hijo de su puta madre.
I know. Recently, I think in like 2014 or something, Queen Elizabeth or whatever her fucking name is, she, you know how they do like post-mortem like pardons? Like they recognize that the government was fucked up and actually like overturned everything. I don't know how I feel about
that. Yeah, like that's going to make it any fucking better.
That's like when my grandma says, like, mejor tráigame flores en vida, no después de muerta, you know? Like, he doesn't fucking... That bitch is dead and castrated. Like, anyway. But I'm serious. That's fucked up.
Okay, yeah. Sing it.
His legacy lives on, right? Because now we know him. We know his story.
Uh-huh.
We know that he was gay. And so now these awards at the second annual ARN conference, they do these awards, the Alan Turing LGTBIQ. That's how they say it in Spain, I guess. So it was so beautiful. There was all these beautiful speeches. And then
this beautiful man.
And women and gender non-conforming people. It was all kinds of people. Mm-hmm. But mostly white people, to be honest. So, because, you know, it's Spain. So, it was amazing. And then I realized, oh, I won an award. Like, I have to go on stage and make a speech.
But wait. Did you realize this after you fucking have been drinking?
I did. There was only champagne. And I don't really like champagne that much. So I wasn't drinking yet.
I buy off.
Yeah. So I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And then I start to talk to the people at my table, which were all like important people from all over. There was this trans activist at my table, and the people that organized Pride in Madrid were sitting at my table.
Crazy.
This woman that is like a lesbian activist, mm-hmm. Was sitting next to me, and then Michaela and my friend Stephanie came and sat next to me. Anyway, all that to say that they call my name, and I didn't even know what I was winning. Like, and they're like, and el artista, and also the people that were announcing the awards were famous Spanish actors, and I had no idea who the fuck they were. So
I need to. Oh my God, keep going. Okay.
So they're like, Justin Favela, artista internacional. So I'm like, international artist, and I go up there, and I basically just like.
Me siento muy.
My friends. That's exactly what I did.
Yeah.
Because right before, because my friend Stephanie knew that I was so nervous, and she's like, you're getting this award for being you, so just go up there and be you, like, who cares, like, you don't have to make a brilliant speech, just go and do your thing. So I went up there, and that's the first thing I said. I just said, I did the quote from Selena. I said, me siento muy, muy excited. And it was silence
in the whole,
because nobody knew the reference except for Violet Chachki's table. Uh-huh. Because Violet Chachki knows Selena and her friends, which are amazing, by the way. We got to have them on the show. The designer B. Kala, do you know him?
Mm-mm.
He designs for all the drag queens. He does some his work is amazing. But B. Kala was there with his partner, who is also an artist. His name is Leon. And they were like cracking up. And I was like, okay, somebody got that. And then I start stumbling in Spanish about how, thank you everybody for this award. It means a lot. And I basically said like, nunca pensé que me iban a dar un premio. You know, por ser yo, like for, I never thought that somebody would give me a prize for being me and myself, you know, like it was really touching.
Yeah.
And then I said, muchísimas gracias y los voy a dejar con seis palabras muy importantes. And I go,
estúpido,
Miss Vanji. Miss Vanji. And I go, okay, todos juntos, Miss Vanji. And I walk. And I walked backwards. I walked backwards off the stage.
Me estoy muriendo, güey. This is so amazing.
Also, bitch. My friend Lori. Shout out to our friend Lori who went to DragCon with us.
Oh, she just signed your shirt.
Just in time. She actually like jeweled. She stoned. Did you stone that shirt? She stoned. Mm-hmm. A skeleton shirt. So I was wearing a stone skeleton shirt. Ooh, with my cardigan.
Beesh. Yeah.
That was my gala attire.
The regatta gala attire.
The organizers were like, "Is that what you're gonna wear?" And I'm like, "Yeah, bitch, this is it." So, anyway, awesome. That happened, and I couldn't believe it, and I was like, low key, high key, embarrassed, and because I don't know, I felt like my speech sucked and whatever, and I was so.
Are you kidding? I wasn't there, and I'm fucking clapping and sweating over here. Like, that sounds amazing. Like, fuck what you said. Like, you just like. Oh, you gave them more than, like, probably anybody else did. So, like, don't even, like, fucking doubt yourself,
I was the Miss Crack. Oh, you don't know because you're not up to date with Drag Race. But I was the Miss Cracker of the Alan Turing Awards. Oh. So, very insecure for no reason. So, okay. So then Alaska actually got the last prize, which was the biggest prize of the night. She got, like... she was like the honored guest for the whole night because Alaska, yeah. She is like an LGBT advocate, accomplice. Like, she is amazing, right?
Yeah.
And, oh my God. And so she's doing her speech, and halfway through his speech, she looks at my table and she said, "Como dijo Justin." And she points, she doesn't point at me. I'm just being dramatic, but she points at me. And, she's like, she said, you know, they're giving me this prize for, I can't believe they're giving me this prize for just being me.
Oh,
she quoted me in her speech. Bitch, God. When I tell you I lost it, I fucking lost it. I like started hyperventilating. I was like, Alaska just, first of all, she knows who I am. She just said my name and quoted my bullshit speech. As her speech, which was so on her speech, which was so powerful, I was like floating on cloud nine after that. I was like, all right, we're good.
Let's just put it in perspective a little bit because people need to understand who Alaska is. I think everybody's heard the gay anthem from Latin America, which is A Quien Le Importa, right?
Give us a little.
A quien le importa yo que no lo que yo haga. I mean, everybody's heard that song.
Yeah.
And my new favorite has a cover of that. Thalia. Shout out to Thalia. You're crazy, but I love you. So she also did Ni Tu Ni Nadie, which is also another anthem. You know, she was born in Mexico. Her mom was Cuban. Her dad was from Spain in 1963, and then they moved back to Spain right before the dictatorship was falling. In order to put it in perspective, we have to think of Madrid. We have to think of Spain in that period in the 1970s.
So it was like post Franco era, right?
Correct.
So the art that they were creating was in response to all that oppression.
Right, so it's irreverent. So la movida madrileña, like you see the photographers, you see the art, the theater, the movies. Almodóvar comes from that. Like, it almost makes no sense. But like, being irreverent was a political statement because the kids were repressed for so long, and Alaska was at the center of that. Like, she was a mover and shaker of la movida madrileña. That's the name of the movement. Like, she was la movida madrileña. So she has first a band called Caca Deluxe. Google it, loca. It's fucking amazing.
I live for that name. Caca Deluxe, bitch. Caca with a K, okay? Yes, get into it.
Caca Deluxe. And then 1980, Alaska y Los Pergamoides. And finally, 1983 is Alaska y Dinarama. And that's when her album Deseo Carnal, which has all the hits, comes up, and she becomes an icon. And even though people are like, oh, these bitches are just talking about Spain. Like, no, like, la movida madrileña inspired rock en español y rock en tu idioma. Like, la movida madrileña was one of the first movements that really pushed rock en tu idioma to be popular. So, like, we owe a lot to la movida madrileña. And again, Alaska is at the center of all of that. And her looks, I mean... She incorporated drag into her shows. Like, it's its own entire universe. It's amazing. I mean, she's been doing stuff since 1977. And here we are in 2018. And she's fucking quoted you. Are you fucking kidding me?
Bitch, listen. So the next day was the first day of the music festival. And you know, if there's longtime listeners listening right now, like, I'm not about that life. I don't like music festivals. I'm not even going to get into it.
Yeah.
But the organizer, one of the organizers, I want to give the organizers a shout out. First of all, the director of the festival, her name is Olga. Thank you so much for reaching out to me. I thought that your emails were spam for months. Thank you for your diligence and for sending emails over and over to me. And then the organizers, Ana Alfonso, he's fine, but all these fucking dudes. Pepe, oh my God, Abel, beautiful, beautiful. And of course, the woman that was assigned to me, her name was Elena, and she texted me like, bitch, where are you? Like, you better come to this festival. And I'm like, oh, here we go. Okay, so I went to the festival. As soon as an organizer saw me, they're like, come here. So me and Michaela were taken to the backstage and like given the VIP badges. And we're just like hanging out with all the artists, and most of them were DJs. But I'm like, oh, I like this. Like, being backstage is a completely different experience than standing in the sun with a bunch of sweaty people on Molly. So that was cool. And of course, Alaska and Imario, she's married to Mario, right? They're like superstars in Spain. They have their own reality TV shows. They got married in Vegas. We talked about that. So anyway, it was insane because actually all of this that I'm talking about, Michaela captured in photographs.
Oh, I can't wait.
Because she was there. Alaska sees me. And she says, Mario, come here, Mario. And she's like, this is the artist that I was telling you about. And she explains my artwork to Mario in front of me. And I'm like, oh, my God, be cool, be cool, be cool. And then that's when I talked to them about Las Vegas and what they thought about Vegas and this and that. And we were just having a great time. And then I'm like, you know what? I have a podcast, Latinos Who Lunch. Can I record a little bit of this conversation?
No!
And then Mario was like, I'm going to let you ladies talk. I'm going to go get a drink. And so Alaska and I were just like standing there backstage talking. And I have like a minute clip of me just like holding the phone. I had my recording equipment, but it would take too long to get together, you know, and I just wanted it to be casual.
Yeah.
So bitch, Alaska and I, basically, we just, like, talked about food. You want to hear it?
Oh, no. I'm going to cry.
You want to hear it?
Yes, bitch. Yes, right now.
Okay, let me play.
Hola, aquí estamos con Alaska. Y este es el podcast Latinos Who Lunch. Porque todos comemos.
Y tanto que todos. Tanto que sí. Toda la razón.
Sí, y aquí estamos en el festival de ARN. Culture Pride Business Music Festival, ¿verdad?
That's it. Y lo que está sonando son gusgus que están sobre el escenario.
Y ahorita va a ir al escenario a hacer un DJ set.
Sí, DJ set.
Ok, porque somos Latinos Who Lunch, una pregunta de la comida.
Okay.
¿Qué es la comida mejor aquí en Arona?
A mí lo que más me gusta son las papas arrugadas, que es la papita chiquita que se cuece con mucha sal, mucha sal, mucha sal, se deja que se vaya todo el agua, se quedan como saladitas, sin pelar ni nada, redonditas. Yes. Y luego se comen con una salsa que se llama mojo, que es una salsa canaria, y está riquísimo.
Me encantó también las papas.
Las papas, lo que más.
Y también es, esta...
Pero di lo que más te ha gustado.
¡Oh, my God! Barraquito.
Describe barraquito.
Oh my God. Okay, so barraquito is leche condensada, condensed milk.
Yeah.
Un licor.
Licor 43. It's called.
Oh my God.
Porque tiene 43 hierbas.
Okay.
Okay.
Bien fuerte.
Leche normal.
Normal. Okay. Café. Y un pedazo de limón.
Y canela.
Y canela también.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God. Yeah. Me gustó mucho, ¿te gustó?
Me encantó, yes. Hoy me tomé otro.
So, muchos de nuestros listeners son big, big ti, Alaska. Porque tú representas la comunidad LGBTQ. You've always been an advocate, always fighting for us, and I just want to thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, babe.
Te mando saludos de mi amigo Rudy Blue García, que él organiza fiestas gay punk en Los Ángeles, en México, en San Francisco.
Qué bueno.
Y mi amigo Richardina, que tiene un podcast que se llama Song Mess también.
Qué bueno. Besos para todos, chicos.
Y Babelito es mi co-host. So, pero muchas gracias. Y I'm really excited to see you perform.
It's not going to be a performance, but it's going to be a DJ set, yes. So it's okay.
Oh my God. And by the way, when you said my name yesterday in your speech,
yeah,
I almost fainted. Thank you so much.
I didn't want you to faint.
No, but that was an incredible moment for me. So thank you so much. Gracias.
We're kissing each other.
Yeah.
First of all.
What, bitch?
First of all, I want papas arrugadas because, you know, I like arrugada things. And second of all, Rudy is going to shit his pants. I'm about to go see him right now and I'm going to listen to that with him. Se va.
Oh my God. Amori.
Dude, goose in the background. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah. I didn't know who they were. They're really funny. They're really great.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my God. This is historic for the fucking podcast. Like, this is amazing.
You're welcome. America, you're welcome.
Ay, no. This is
Isn't she so cool?
She's so nice.
Isn't she so cool? We were just cracking up. She's so nice. Oh, my God. I can't believe it. Oh, my gosh.
You're so lucky, man. Like, it's... You know what's so cool is that a lot of people don't know how much they can do with their art. And, like, you're a testament that you can be Latino, you can be gay, and you can do whatever the fuck you want and still get to places. You just need to work hard. That's beautiful.
That's right. Yeah. So after that day, I just felt hashtag blessed, as the children say. it was an incredible experience. So... I just want to thank everybody, and they said they're going to bring me back next year, so that's going to be so cool.
Con la pena, como dice mi mamá, con la pena.
Yeah, hopefully I'll be able to do a big installation while I go out there. Before, oh my gosh, it was so fun, and before we move on, I just want to give a few shout-outs to some of the people that I met out there. Uh-huh. Some of the people that live in Tenerife, after... the awards gala, we all went out, and I made two really good friends. Their name is Hector León. He's like a designer.
Uh-huh.
Beautiful, beautiful dude. And he was wearing a gown that he made, or like a dress. I don't know how to explain it. It's a beautiful piece that represented all the matriarchs in his family. So they were like all these like flowy skirts kind of sewed together.
Yeah.
And also shout out to Diana Lazaro, who is a trans activist out there. Also, the OG trans activist from Madrid, Carla Antonelli, was there. She was so nice. And she introduced me to Stuart Milk, who is Harvey Milk's nephew, who runs the Milk Foundation, who was like so kind, and he's actually going to be in Portland in a couple days, so I'm going to meet up with him again, which is just it's a small world, dude.
Damn.
And it was so amazing seeing Violet Chachki. She's so nice. La Prohibida was so nice. I sat next to her on the bus on the way to the after party.
Y Guara Guara La Cuchara.
Guara Guara La Cuchara. She told me that my Spanglish was beautiful, and that she thought that I shouldn't be embarrassed because that I represented so many different parts of the
That's
world
right.
where people speak like me. And she was so nice. And let's see, who else? Oh my gosh, there was this fierce ass drag queen. I think she's from Madrid. Her name is Ariel Wreck. Uh-huh. Like Ariel, like the Little Mermaid, and Wreck,
like
record.
Oh,
no, alone, like record, like recording.
Uh-huh.
Her, and she's as a boy, she's also like a singer. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Ruben. He was so fucking cool. And You know that every time that I do a project, I end up becoming friends with the people like working behind the scenes because they're like the realist.
Mm-hmm.
There was these men. Okay, from this island off of West Africa called Cabo Verde.
Oh, Cape Verde, yes. That's where some of the most beautiful fucking music comes from. Oh,
Cabo Verde is a Portuguese colony, a territory, and these dudes were so fucking nice. They were the photographers that were just kind of following us around the whole time, like documenting the whole thing. Nuno, Pablo, Eduardo, not only were they so cool and down to earth, but they were also very hot and straight. So that was like a bonus. I cannot wait to collaborate with them, because after the festival was all over, the last day we went and had beers, and I want to go out to Cabo Verde and like just like go check out their projects. I'm so excited. I've made so many connections.
That's so cool.
I never thought that I would have a connection to Spain and the art world in Spain, and now I have this. So again, I'm still kind of in disbelief and just like so happy for the whole experience. So yeah,
that's so nice.
That's it.
Why don't we go for a little break and we'll come back for recommendations, and then I tell you about me meeting an idol.
You motherfucker. Okay, let's take a break.
Okay.
Today's episode has been brought to you by the original Lindo Michoacán.
El original en la Desert Inn, donde tienen la sopa de fideo que a su papi le gusta.
I love Lindo Michoacán. And you know what I love the most? Is that they love Latinos Who Lunch.
That's true.
And if you go to Lindo Michoacán on East Desert Inn in Las Vegas, they will give you 20% off.
Wait, ¿cuánto?
What?
¿Cuánto?
20% off your meal. Sí. So you can get your albóndiga soup. You can get your carnitas a la Coca-Cola. You can get your pollo zarandeado.
Las tortugas.
Bitch. Slow and steady wins the race. Those tortugas are the bomb.
Dude,
And if you don't know what a tortuga is, imagine a torta on steroids. That's what that is.
Oh, my God. Oh. Here I am.
My mouth just watered.
Oh, my God. Wow. I'm sure you're going through it in Portland, missing that Lindo Michoacán Mexican food.
Girl. I went to a taco spot yesterday.
Nope.
I can't. I'm not even gonna talk about that taco, because all I can think about now is Lindo Michoacán. Again, Latinos Who Lunch listeners get 20% off. Lindo Michoacán.
Save water. Drink margaritas.
Oh my God, Babalito. I am so excited to be part of the Los Angeles Latino International Film Festival. Did I get that right?
No, girl. I'll say it for you. Los Angeles International Latino Film Festival. We are honored to be in the company of fellow Latinx podcasters, Las Locatoras. So amazing. I just went to one of their parties. Girl, those girls are on point. The look, everything. And we're going to be discussing Vida, the smash hit show from Starz. So if you haven't seen it, once again, Google El Loca, watch it, and come and join us on June 23rd. We're going to be part of this panel where we're going to interview some of the actors and the director, and it's going to be fantastic.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited, especially because I am a Loca Mora, so just to be on a panel with Mala and Diosa, and we're going to be interviewing the creator and some of the cast, like, it's beyond.
In the Chinese theater. We've made it.
Oh God. So anyway, we're gonna be giving a giveaway. We're gonna be doing a giveaway, right?
Yes. Yeah, so
do you have the deets on that?
Stay tuned on this weekend. We're gonna do a giveaway. We have several pairs of tickets for a screening of Santro Contra el Cerebro del Mal, which is going to happen on Sunday, June 24th, also in the Chinese Theater. I'm going to give you all the details, so stay tuned to our Instagram, Latinos Who Lunch, and we're going to do a giveaway, so please, please, please stay tuned for those free tickets.
Yeah, and our panel is free too. You just got to sign up ahead of time, so Google it, locas.
Apúrenle, cabrones, que se acaban los boletos.
I just want to take this moment to give a shout out to all of the people that have donated to Latinos Who Lunch. Oh my gosh, as you know, Babelito and I are going independent. So like every little bit counts. You know, we don't really make money off of this podcast. So just thank you to everybody that's donated on Venmo at Latinos Who Lunch. Everybody, are those dogs okay over there? Is there somebody breaking into your house or what?
That's what's happening right now, but the show must go on.
Lock your door, bitch. also on Cash App, $ Latinos Who Lunch. You can donate on Patreon. If you go to our page, there's a donate button. There's a donate section. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Even the people that donated a couple bucks, that makes a huge difference. So thank you for supporting our podcast. We really appreciate
it. And thank you to those who always donate, like once a year. You know who you are. We love you. And keep it coming, man. We are able to do this thanks to you guys. So muchas, 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 muchas gracias a todos.
And we're back. Okay. Who did you meet? Who are you talking about?
So here I am, minding my own business in Boyle Heights, doing my thing. And then My boy's like, my brother is helping organize a party with Ruben. I'm like, Chicano chisme, Ruben? He goes, no, like with Ruben from...
I like how your boyfriend is on first name terms with Ruben from Café Tacuba.
His brother, girl.
Oh my god. Anyway, go ahead.
It's like, yeah, I'm from Ruben. I'm like, who? Ruben from Café Tacuba. And if anybody knows this, Café Tacuba is my Selena.
Oh my god.
Café Tacuba is my Beatles. Ruben is my John Lennon. So you can imagine. I was like, fuck it. So we picked up Marta. Shout out Marta. She came and visited. She's moving to San Jose.
Sa!
La Marta a nosotras, camamas, macha, camara, carana. Anyway, so we went and ate a lot of fucking Korean food. She burned her mouth, and it was great. So we head to this party in the middle of nowhere. I don't want to get more details. It was like I went to Tepito in the middle of L.A. It was so strange. We go upstairs, and of course, Emmanuel's brother knows like that I love Café Tacuba. He's like, you're going to keep this pulsera so you can come and see him later, so you can meet him. So from midnight to 2 a.m., I'm freaking out because I know I'm going to meet my idol. By the way, he did a DJ set. It was the most amazing DJ set. He smiled the whole entire time, and he has a microphone. So he was DJing and singing the songs that he was playing. It was so fucking good. And then finally, everybody's in line, and he's like, just wait a little bit, que se baje la línea y nos metemos. Dude, I had my recording ready to record. We go backstage, and I froze. And I was like, I've seen you 17 times. I love you. And he's like, oh, thank you. So I hug him, take a photo, and then we left. And then everything that I've been wanting to say to him for the past 20 years rushed through my head, and I just started crying. And I just started crying and crying. Like, I was so overwhelmed. But when I saw him, it was like an out-of-body experience. Like, I fangirl over people before, but never like this. Like, I didn't know what happened. I just know, like, I came out and I was like, I just met Ruben from Café Tacuba, and then I just fucking lost it. So, shout out to Alex, shout out to Emmanuel, shout out to Marta, shout out to fucking Café Tacuba, that they are my favorite band. They've been my favorite band all this time, and it was one of the most special moments of my life. Like, I'm not gonna joke. Like, I still cannot believe it. That I met fucking idol, man. It was so fucking beautiful.
Ugh. Wow. Well, I'm so glad he was nice to you. That's
Nice. He's always smiling. Oh. He's like, es como un Buda, güey, ese cabrón. Like, he lives in his own world, y guara guara la cuchara. But I'm glad also I didn't get to talk to him, because, you know, like, you said that, like, never meet your idols. So I still have this image of him that it's perfect, that he wasn't destroyed in that, like, two-minute moment. So I'm going to take that moment with me, like, forever. It's so fucking beautiful.
Wow.
Ay, ay, ay. Pues así.
Cool, man.
Así son las cosas, tío.
Stop.
So, quickly, a recommendation.
Ooh, do you have anything?
Yes, I do.
Tell me.
I have some good music. Actually, speaking of listeners, I had a listener that reached out to me. His name is Ivan Orellana from New York. And he's like, hey, Babelito, you recently talked about Mercedes Nasta. And I feel like this band who just came out with a new EP, you're going to like. The name of the band or this guy, because I'm still trying to figure it out, this person, it's Mente Orgánica. And they just came out with an EP and it's called La Llanura. I went to Spotify and listened to it. It's so beautiful. This guy, I think he was backed up by a Argentinian level label, and now he is with Numa, and he is from Bogota. And oh my god, dude.
Oh, awesome.
It's beautiful. It's like Mercedes Nasta, but it doesn't have that drone cumbia thing, but it's still like this loungy, cool Latin American. I don't know, it's one of those albums that you can just play, listen to it, and chill out. Again, Mente Orgánica, the album is called La Llanura, and it just came out. It came out like a couple of weeks ago. And thanks again to our listener, Ivan Orellana. Thank you for the shout out. Thank you for guiding me to this. And we get this all the time now. Like, people are giving us things to listen and to watch, and keep it coming because we're paying attention. So that's my recommendation.
I'm actually going to recommend, this is going to shock you, but I'm recommending books. Can you believe it?
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not only reading you, but I'm reading books. So here we go. The first one, this one might look familiar to you.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah. So I ordered Professor Irene Mata's book, and you might remember her from the live Wellesley episode. She's actually going to be on our next episode. We interviewed her a few months ago, and we got into the intricacies of the symbolism in the movie Coco.
Oh, it's going to be good.
I wanted to read her book because after we interviewed her, we talked about it. And it's called Domestic Disturbances, Reimagining Narratives of Gender, Labor, and Immigration. And bitch, I just read the beginning of it, and already my mind is just blown and like making me think of so many things. And one of the topics that I just read about was this idea of like the American dream and like immigrants coming to this country and like being fulfilled. And, you know, the narrative that we're all taught in school is that all these immigrants come here and like live the life and work really hard. And if they work hard enough, they achieve whatever they want, that's, you know? Right. And when in reality, a lot of, especially Latinos, come here and they're working to send money back to the people that they live with. I mean, that they lived with in their home countries. Mm-hmm. And then really they're just here, and their goal is to eventually move back to their country of origin. So it's like
the myth of America.
It's the myth.
Yeah.
It's a fucking myth. And it's so interesting because as I was reading this, before I left on this trip, I went to visit my mom, and my mom has figured out how to cast YouTube on her TV because she has a new TV. Mm-hmm. And you know what my mom watches every day? Mm-hmm. She just Googles pueblos in Guatemala and watches people's like home videos of the pueblo.
Because
she's so nostalgic.
Yeah.
She hasn't been to Guatemala since the 80s, you know?
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? So it's like, and so it's cool. After reading this book, I got to talking to my mom about that, and she wants to retire in Guatemala, and it's something that I didn't know. That I didn't know because, you know, that narrative is forced down our throats, mm-hmm. like, or well, throats is not, maybe not the right word, but, you know, and I thought that my mom was fine living here. I didn't know that you know, Guatemala was the end goal, which is really cool.
Humans need to belong, and many of us belong where we're born. Every time I go to Juarez, I feel home, and it's like it's a sort of sensation that I cannot experience anywhere else. As much as I love being in Vegas or even now here in LA, like there's nothing that, like, that sensation of being in Juarez. Like, it's real.
And then I also want to recommend another book that a listener actually sent us. She is actually a writer, and she wrote this book called Getting Off. It's by Erika Garza.
Oh,
so,
that's right. Yes.
Yes, and bitch, I am loving it. It is, so Getting Off, One Woman's Journey Through Sex and Porn Addiction.
Boom.
So it's so great to hear, because, you know, a lot of times, like, when people talk about porn and sex addiction, it's usually a straight, white, cis male, you know?
Yeah.
But it's really cool to hear this, like, really honest story from a Latinx person, from basically a Mexican-American from Montebello, from East LA.
Crazy.
You know, so it's been a really great read so far, and I can't wait to finish it. So shout out to Erika Garza and the book Getting Off.
Nice recommendations this week.
Thank you.
I can't wait for next week.
For Irene's episode?
That Coco episode is everything, and people have been asking for it for a long time, so it's going to be good.
It's going to be what?
Lead.
Oh my gosh. You want to say anything else? Do you have anything else coming up, or
that's it?
What la cucharation?
Nothing. I'm just, I have a lot of work, man, and I haven't done anything. Yeah. Like, I get stressed and I freeze, and then like a day everything is due, that's when I'm freaking out. So that's where I'm at right now.
Oh my gosh. What are you working on in LA? You're doing research there, right?
Yeah, I'm working on a seminar that I'm giving in Puebla. I'm working on a paper for your exhibition. I'm working on my two classes. I'm working on a presentation in Denver that I have. And all of those are like, a lot of it is brand new research. And just doing the research takes months. So I'm trying to do everything in 2 months. So good luck with that. But here I am.
Awesome. Well, if you're in Portland, Maine, come visit me. Let's go have lunch. Let's go eat some expensive Chinese food. And my opening is here at Space. It's on Congress Street downtown in the Arts District. We're right by the Art Museum. And it's July 6th is the opening. And then July 7th, they're screening this beautiful documentary in conjunction with my installation called Brimstone and Glory, about the tradition of fireworks in Mexico. Check it out.
Very nice.
Okay, and as always, you can visit us at latinoswholunch.com. You can send your listener letters, your questions, comments, concerns to asklwlpod@gmail.com. You can donate at latinoswholunch.com/donate. You can also go on iTunes. If you listen to us on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, leave us a review, and please leave us a 5-star review.
5 stars only.
I forgot how to do this already. Because the more reviews we have, the more
inclusive we are, and inclusivity is. We're never gonna get this right.
La cagaste deluxe, wey. La cagaste. Okay. I'm Fabi Fab.
I'm Abelito.
Bye.
Ciao.